Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily, a new podcast bringing you the latest in Apple news and the top 9 to 5 Mac stories every Monday through Friday. I'm your host, Zach Hall. Today on 9 to 5 Mac Daily, we've got Apple's response to a high-profile letter from investors, a giant new CarPlay screen, and tons of news out of CES 2018. After 2 days of press events, the Consumer Electronics Show officially kicked off in Las Vegas today, where we saw HomeKit continue to dominate the headlines. iDevices, which was actually acquired by Hubble back in April, unveiled its new ceiling fan switch that works with Apple's home automation framework. Ceiling fan switch is a combination wall switch and canopy receiver that can control most ceiling fans and works with Siri, Amazon Echo, and Google Assistant. No ship date or pricing yet, but it should make for a nice alternative to actually buying a whole new ceiling fan to add HomeKit support. iDevices also unveiled a new electric vehicle charger, which is an interesting new product from the Apple accessory maker. You can read more about the new EV charger on our sister site, electric.co. Also in the HomeKit space is a new lineup of Siri-controlled lighting panels from Nanoleaf. The company currently offers a 9-panel kit of color-shifting triangular tiles that I describe as a screensaver for your wall. And Nanoleaf is expanding the lineup with new square versions that can create even more designs. The new light panels aren't just new in shape, they also are much smarter. Nanoleaf says each panel will be touch sensitive for toggling power and brightness as well as color. The new kit will also include an embedded microphone and motion sensor that lets a wall of lights respond to music and presence. Nanoleaf expects customers will fill entire walls with the new square tiles too, so it's upping the limit on how many tiles it can power per base station. The current triangular kit works with up to 30 panels, while the new base station will support a whopping 1,000 panels with a power booster needed for each additional set of 60. If painting your wall in color-shifting panels sounds like a sci-fi dream come true, expect to pay astronomical prices too. The current units without all the sensors sells for around $200 for a 9-panel starter kit and a 3-panel expansion pack retailing for $80, so the new kit will likely be a serious investment. Video is still one category of HomeKit where the market hasn't quite developed yet. Apple's Home app currently only works with two home security cameras from D-Link and Logitech, but Netgear is throwing its support behind Apple's home automation platform this month. Netgear's Arlo baby camera will gain HomeKit support soon through a free firmware update to existing hardware. This makes for the first HomeKit-compatible baby monitor system that we've seen hit the market. In addition to two-way audio and full HD video with night vision, Arlo also features a built-in music player, plus a multicolored nightlight for creating an ambient environment for infants. Arlo baby camera also features motion and sound alerts that intelligently detect activity and crying. As the father of a four-month-old, this is something I plan on testing very soon. Also unveiled at CES is Alpine's massive new CarPlay system called ILX F309, or Halo 9 for short. That's because it features a 9-inch display, which is a first for aftermarket car systems that fit in most cars. The new unit features a clever floating design that accommodates the larger unit in most cars, which typically only work with up to 7-inch screens. The capacitive touchscreen has a standard WVGA 480p resolution, however, so CarPlay only appears larger and can't show more on the screen. It's just zoomed in. There's also no wireless CarPlay support. You'll need Alpine's 7-inch ILX 107 or BMW to use CarPlay without plugging in your iPhone. Alpine's Halo 9 system will retail for $1,100 and should ship next month. Finally, Apple has responded to a new letter signed by prominent activist investors who believe Apple should do more to address children becoming addicted to iPhones and iPads. From the investor perspective, it believes that the issue could actually become a PR nightmare for the company in the future if it doesn't address it now. In response, Apple said the company thinks deeply about how its products are used and how they affect people. Apple added that it takes that responsibility seriously and plans to add more parental controls to iOS in the future. Stay tuned to 9 to 5 Mac Happy Hour later this week, where Benjamin Mayo and I will discuss this topic more in depth. In the meantime, read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9 to 5 Mac Daily in iTunes, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.